杨浦区2018届高三英语二模试卷三，第一卷。
1. Listening Comprehension. Section A. Directions. In Section A, you will hear 10 short conversations between two speakers. At the end of each conversation, a question will be asked about what was said. The conversations and the questions will be spoken only once.After you hear a conversation and the question about it, read the four possible answers on your paper and decide which one is the best answer to the question you have heard. 1. Excuse me, I'm looking for a volleyball. Where can I find sporting goods?
Sporting goods is on the second floor, right next to the lift.
Question. Where does the conversation most probably take place?
2. It might be difficult to find a house of that size in the central area. And what's your upper limit for the rent?
We'd like something around $580 a month, but we could go up to $640 if we have to. But we can't go beyond that.
Question. How much will the man pay at most?3. I don't agree with Mr. Johnson on his views about social welfare. He seems to suggest that the poor are robbing the rich.
He could have used better words to express his idea. But I found what he said makes a lot of sense.
Question. What does the man mean?4.Have you seen the video on WeChat? How ridiculous it is to believe that you can charge a phone with an onion.
My mum is such kind of person. If she finds something interesting, she shares it with her friends without checking the facts.
Question. What are they talking about? 5.These summer days are getting to be hotter than I can take.
Hang in there. According to the weather report, we should have some relief by the end of the week.
Question. What does the man mean?
6. I'm really exhausted, Mary, but I don't want to miss the Hollywood movie.
If I were you, I'd skip it. We both have to get up early tomorrow. And anyway, I've heard it's not as exciting as advertised.
Question. What does the woman suggest the man do?
7. I have been trying to call my parents for half an hour, but the line is always busy.They must be having a chat with others on the phone.
Nobody else could have been talking with them on the phone for so long. They must have hung up the phone improperly.
Question. What can we learn from the conversation? Eight. Well, there is a big scheme to improve the district.And it'll soon have the best facilities for miles around.
There's a big sports centre under construction, which will be very impressive when it's finished. In fact, the swimming pool's already opened ahead of schedule.
Question. What can we learn about the district? 9.Pam said the psychologist test would be postponed till next month.
Ellen, you should know better than to take Pam's words for anything.
Question. What does the man imply about Pam?
10. I'm glad when our club decides to raise money for the children's hospital.
Most of the people we phoned seemed happy to contribute.
Yes. Now that we've gone through all the numbers on our list, I guess we can call it a day.
Question. What can we learn about the two speakers? Section B. Directions. In Section B, you will hear several longer conversations and short passages, and you will be asked several questions on each of the conversations and the passages. The conversations and the passages will be read twice, but the questions will be spoken only once. When you hear a question, read the four possible answers on your paper and decide which one is the best answer to the question you have heard.
Questions 11 through 13 are based on the following passage.
What's the attraction of coffee shops? It's been said that J.K. Rowling wrote the Harry Potter books sitting in one in Edinburgh. But if you're spending all day buying one expensive coffee after another and haven't sold your first novel yet, the costs can really add up. For those who work outside of a traditional office or just want to take time out, there's a new alternative in London, a pay-per-minute cafe. You'll be given a clock when you come in to keep time. When you leave, you return the item and pay the bill. The cost of hanging out, eating, working and meeting new people in the place is 3p per minute, or £1.80 an hour. The shop's owner, Ivan Meaton, says, "Everything is free except the time you spend there." Customers help themselves to coffee and cookies. They can also bring their own food to eat while accessing the internet through Wi-Fi. The new coffee shop's atmosphere is relaxed. Meaton believes his coffee shop is a bit like social media but with a face. Like-minded people go there to socialise. Some feel so much at home that they wash the dishes. The concept of coffee shops, where you pay for the time and not for the cup, has proved popular in Russia. Only time will tell if the British will warm to the idea.
Now listen again, please.
What's the attraction of coffee shops? It's been said that J.K. Rowling wrote the Harry Potter books sitting in one in Edinburgh. But if you're spending all day buying one expensive coffee after another and haven't sold your first novel yet, the costs can really add up. For those who work outside of a traditional office or just want to take time out, there's a new alternative in London, a pay-per-minute cafe. You'll be given a clock when you come in to keep time. When you leave, you return the item and pay the bill. The cost of hanging out, eating, working and meeting new people in the place is 3p per minute, or £1.80 an hour. The shop's owner, Ivan Meaton, says, "Everything is free except the time you spend there." Customers help themselves to coffee and cookies. They can also bring their own food to eat while accessing the internet through Wi-Fi. The new coffee shop's atmosphere is relaxed. Meaton believes his coffee shop is a bit like social media but with a face. Like-minded people go there to socialise. Some feel so much at home that they wash the dishes. The concept of coffee shops, where you pay for the time and not for the cup, has proved popular in Russia. Only time will tell if the British will warm to the idea.
Questions 11. Why is every customer given a clock in the new style cafe? What can we learn about Meaton's coffee shop? How is the new concept of coffee shop?
14 through 16 are based on the following passage.
A university in East China's Zhejiang province has introduced artificial intelligence, AI, to correct the test papers on the Chinese language course for its students. It takes only 40 seconds for the AI to correct a Chinese essay, said a Chinese language professor at Zhejiang International Studies University. 11 overseas students from 6 countries, including Russia, Republic of Korea, and Zambia, sat the final exam. Using different symbols, the AI corrector accurately marked for various errors, including missing characters, incorrect selection, and word order. The AI corrector was developed by Chinese internet giant Alibaba, which said its accuracy rate neared or was even beyond its human counterparts. According to the developers, after converting the papers into digital text with the help of character recognition technology, the AI, which had learned hundreds of thousands of Chinese linguistic data systems, was able to identify grammatical mistakes and mark them. However, it can only find language mistakes and is unable to appreciate an essay in terms of vocabulary, sentence pattern, or writing style, said Zhang Lu, a language professor at Renmin University.
Now listen again, please.
A university in East China's Zhejiang province has introduced artificial intelligence, AI, to correct the test papers on the Chinese language course for its students. It takes only 40 seconds for the AI to correct a Chinese essay, said a Chinese language professor at Zhejiang International Studies University. 11 overseas students from 6 countries, including Russia, Republic of Korea, and Zambia, sat the final exam. Using different symbols, the AI corrector accurately marked for various errors, including missing characters, incorrect selection, and word order. The AI corrector was developed by Chinese internet giant Alibaba, which said its accuracy rate neared or was even beyond its human counterparts. According to the developers, after converting the papers into digital text with the help of character recognition technology, the AI, which had learned hundreds of thousands of Chinese linguistic data systems, was able to identify grammatical mistakes and mark them. However, it can only find language mistakes and is unable to appreciate an essay in terms of vocabulary, sentence pattern, or writing style, said Zhang Lu, a language professor at Renmin University.
Questions. 14. What's the usage of the AI corrector? What should be done before AI corrector starts working? 16. What's the limitation of AI corrector? 17 through 20 are based on the following conversation.
Hey, look at how many people liked and commented on my funny post about Bill.
That post isn't funny. It's just plain mean.
Of course it's funny. If it weren't funny, why would so many people have liked it?
A lot of students enjoy bullying Bill, so of course they go along when you do it.
My post doesn't bully Bill. It's just a harmless little joke.
Bill didn't seem to think it was harmless. Did you see how upset he was when he checked his phone after class?
Bill is just too sensitive. He needs to learn how to take a joke. The things I say aren't bad compared to what other kids do. Did you see Sam push Bill halfway down the stairs this morning?
Yeah, that was bad. But that doesn't excuse the mean things you say. Continual bullying can feel even worse than a single mean action.
Look, this is just the way kids at our school treat each other. Do you remember the way Sam made fun of me last year? I learned to live with it, and so can Bill.
Yes, but I'm sure you still remember how much that whole thing hurt. Why would you want to make someone else go through the same thing?
Do you really think my post hurt Bill that much?
Maybe not by itself, But the constant bullying is certainly hurting him. This sort of thing can affect people's grades and their emotional health.
I'm still not totally convinced that what I posted about Bill was that bad. But maybe I won't post anything else about him this week.
Now, listen again, please.
Hey, look at how many people liked and commented on my funny post about Bill.
That post isn't funny. It's just plain mean.
Of course it's funny. If it weren't funny, why would so many people have liked it?
A lot of students enjoy bullying Bill, so of course they go along when you do it.
My post doesn't bully Bill. It's just a harmless little joke.
Bill didn't seem to think it was harmless. Did you see how upset he was when he checked his phone after class?
Bill is just too sensitive. He needs to learn how to take a joke. The things I say aren't bad compared to what other kids do. Did you see Sam push Bill halfway down the stairs this morning?
Yeah, that was bad. But that doesn't excuse the mean things you say. Continual bullying can feel even worse than a single mean action.
Look, this is just the way kids at our school treat each other. Do you remember the way Sam made fun of me last year? I learned to live with it, and so can Bill.
Yes, but I'm sure you still remember how much that whole thing hurt. Why would you want to make someone else go through the same thing?
Do you really think my post hurt Bill that much?
Maybe not by itself, but the constant bullying is certainly hurting him. This sort of thing can affect people's grades and their emotional health.
I'm still not totally convinced that what I posted about Bill was that bad. But maybe I won't post anything else about him this week.
Questions. 17. According to the woman, why did so many people like the man's post about Bill? Which of the following has nothing to do with Sam? What does the woman think might be the result of constant bullying? 20. What will the man probably do after the conversation? 21. That's the end of the listening comprehension.